Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is Pat Council. Let's jump right into it today. Hey, we are going to talk about creating conditions for your best health. I mean, do you look the way that you want to look physically? I know we're constantly working on ourselves, many of us, and some of us aren't working on ourselves at all, but sitting around wishing. Well, either way, it is important to create the right conditions for your best health. Now, of course, health is an ongoing thing, so it's something that you have to work on daily. You have to pay attention to everything that's going on as it relates to your health. And if that sounds like it's a lot of work, it's not a lot of work. It's just a matter of you creating the right conditions and putting things in place so that you don't have to spend a lot of time putting things together every single day so that you can stay the course. I find that whenever I don't stay on track with my eating habits or exercise habits or anything that has to do with my health, which is usually mostly exercising and eating and meditation, I find when it's hit and miss, when I do hit and miss, it's because I haven't set the right conditions and I haven't refined my conditions so that they work with my daily flow. Now, I'm pretty good at following a daily routine these days because I keep it very simple. So if you want to create the right conditions for your best health, then my suggestion to you is the first thing you want to do is keep it simple. And I like to keep things simple these days. You don't need a lot of elaborate equipment. You don't need a lot of elaborate different foods and medicines or a whole cabinet full of vitamins. You don't need a lot of those things. What you do need, or what I would suggest, is that you have a package, if you will, of certain foods that you're going to eat, certain protein supplements that you're going to use, protein powders that you're going to use in your smoothies if you're going to drink smoothies, or just a protein supplement, period, or that you have the necessary vitamins that you need for your health. I find that people take vitamins and they're not deficient in all of those areas. So it's important that you go to a doctor and find out what areas are you deficient in. Now, I have a tendency to have an iron deficiency, and so I know I need to take iron tablets periodically. Now, periodically is like every other day. I don't have to take them every single day, but because I know that I have a tendency to go towards that iron deficiency, my health regimen or my eating regimen also centers around foods that are high in iron content. So that's why I don't need to take the vitamin every single day, because I'm getting a lot of iron just through my foods and I just need a little supplement to kind of help me there. So with that being said, what kind of conditions have you created for your best health? First of all, let's start with the most basic of the basics. The most basic of the basics would be your perceptions about health. First of all, do you really want to be healthy? And I know that sounds like a really silly question. It's like, of course I want to be healthy. Who doesn't want to be healthy? Well, it's not so silly and it's not that simple. I know of people who actually kind of relish in their ailments, and they relish in looking a certain way. In other words, oh, I'm so fat. Oh, because they want attention. They want people to tell them, oh no, poor you, poor you. And they want people to kind of give them that empathy and that sympathy. And that's really not making them better. and they want people to show them compassion. So they're actually milking their illness, or they're milking having poor health just for the sake of attention. And sadly enough, there are people like that. Instead of powering up and taking responsibility for themselves as a person, and taking responsibility for their body, which is the temple that houses their soul and their spirit. And so I know people like that. So what are your perceptions about your health? What are your perceptions about your daily routine? Are you one of the people who talk about getting healthy, but you do absolutely nothing about it? And if you do nothing about it, then that tells you exactly what your perceptions are about health. And like it or not, there's a time when we have to face ourselves and say, okay, you know what? I really need to stop talking about losing weight. I need to stop talking about being healthy. And I actually need to do what it takes. I need to invest in me. Because here's what happens. When you invest in you, your energy is going to go to a whole nother level. Your mind is going to become clearer. And you're just going to feel better all the way around. And so you're going to be on top of your game much more. You're going to be inspired to do more in other areas of your life. So, do you really want to be healthy? That's a question you want to answer for yourself. Now, you want to write this down, because we didn't do the Power Up Journal sheet for this, because we're making more changes to our website over the next few days. And so the Power Up Journals, whatever sheets you need for this week, I'm going to say by Thursday or Friday at the latest, we will have some sheets there for you. If it's necessary for us to put some more sheets up, there is a sheet there about your core values assessment. If you missed yesterday's show, you want to check that out. And you definitely want to download that sheet, because it's amazing. It's going to really open your eyes about your life and where you're headed. And so, do you really want to be healthy is a question that you want to write down and actually take the time to answer. Another thing, as it relates to creating conditions for your best health, it's your environment. What's going on in your environment? There are several things that go into creating a good environment for your health. First of all, are you around people who are causing you stress? And that's not the best thing for your health. Now, there's good stress and there's bad stress. The stress that drives you to go to another level, that's good stress. The stress that's inflicted on you from other people, and unnecessarily so, because they're stressing and they want you to connect to their stress, that's bad stress for you, and it's going to make you feel bad, and it's going to make you, and she's going to make you sicker. And so you want to deal with that stress. And we will talk about how to deal with that on one of our upcoming shows, because it's important that you understand how to deal with stress. It's not about the other person, because we've been talking about the fact that you can't control other people, but you can control you. And so you want to not create or put yourself, or pay attention to your environment, pay attention to whatever's going on as it relates to the stress in your environment. The other thing is, what's in your kitchen cabinet? I find that people sometimes talk about wanting to lose weight, but they actually don't do what's necessary to prevent themselves from overeating or eating the wrong foods. And they go, oh, I shouldn't eat this. And as they're putting it in their mouths and their mouth, and they're eating it, and it's coming right out of their refrigerator, right out of their kitchen cabinet. So it's important that people understand that you are in control of what's in your kitchen cabinet. And so you really want to take control of that. And also, another thing is exercise equipment. Now, you don't have to go out and spend money and get in debt and buy exercise equipment, but there are tons of fitness centers around the country. So wherever you are, I'm sure there's one near you. But if there isn't, guess what? You can walk, you can run, you can do push-ups. So there are different kinds of exercises that you can do. You can actually do yoga right there in your home. So there are different things that you can do if you say, well, I don't have the money to join the gym. And because you're just starting out, or you're rebuilding and you need to put that cash towards increasing your income. So you can put that money towards something else and or put it towards something else, but you can actually still get your exercise in. You can actually create weights. Did you know that if you had two 1 gallon jugs. You can actually fill them with water and try lifting those. They're heavy. And if you do a lot of repetitions, that is going to build some muscle in you, especially if you're not accustomed to lifting any weights at all, because they get heavy the more you lift them. And so they're different things. So you got to get a little bit creative. Go to the library and check out a book on exercises that you can do at home, and you will see there are tons of exercises. Go on the internet and look it up, and you will see that there are tons of exercises there for you. Now, the other thing that you want to consider while you're considering the stress in your environment, the kitchen cabinet, the exercise equipment, is actually, do you take the time to be still and imagine? So the next thing, and the final condition that we're going to talk about today, because I don't want to overwhelm you, we're bringing you along piece by piece, bit by bit, is your visions and your imagination. Now, do you spend any time meditating? Are you still, and do you take the time to take a moment to say, okay, I'm going to be still, and I'm going to imagine what I want to look like. How do you see yourself right now today? Right now, while you're listening to my voice, what do you think of your body? What do you think of you as it relates to your health? And if the first thoughts that pop into your head are, well, I could stand to lose some weight. Well, I'm not really that healthy. Oh, my doctor says I'm this and I'm that, and I'm, oh my goodness, oh. At some point, you have to take responsibility for your health. Do you know that there are medical miracles that occur almost every day across the world? Why don't you, if you don't like your health, and if your doctor's constantly giving you the negative news, and the doctor's a voice of doom and gloom, why don't you take more responsibility for the outcome of your own health? Listen, God made you. The doctor didn't. The doctor's just here to help you become not necessarily better, because doctors don't heal you, and it's been proven that medicine doesn't heal. But it does kind of calm your symptoms, alleviate your symptoms so you don't feel badly. And it may kind of cause your body to adjust in certain areas. Now, I'm not a doctor, so this is as a result of things that I've read. But what I'm saying to you is that you want to do your part. I'm not telling you not to take the medicines. What I'm saying is, while the medicine is doing what it's supposed to do, you need to do what you're supposed to do mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You need to do what you're supposed to do. You need to see yourself as one of the healthiest people on the planet, and give yourself an opportunity to be excited about life. Because a lot of times our illnesses pop up when we feel like we don't have a way out, and we put so much stress on ourselves until we start to become ill. Now, that's one reason. I mean, there are other reasons, but what I'm saying to you is, pay attention to what's going on through your thoughts. Pay attention to how you see yourself. Start to see yourself as a thin, healthy, vibrant, exciting person who's full of action. You know, I have a 5K run that's coming up, and I'm still working on getting up to the 10K runs. And this has been a very busy year for me. And so I've managed to stay on course with running and getting some walking in and going to the gym. But I haven't really focused on doing what it takes to get up to where I can run a 10K. Well, I'm committed to doing that. That goal is not off the table. However, I still continue to see myself as this person who's already running 10K, this person who has exercised and planned enough and worked out enough and done exactly what I need to do to get to a 10K. But because I continue to see myself as a healthy person, I don't forego my exercises. I don't forego running or walking and getting out there and being healthy. I don't forego any of that. I step out there and I go for it. And I don't have to make myself do that now. It's something that if I don't do it, I don't quite feel quite right. So you want to start to imagine yourself as this healthy person that's full of action and making your body as healthy as it can become, and making it perform, instead of buying into the idea that, oh my goodness, I'm just so tired after work, or oh my goodness, I'm old now, and my body, it just doesn't do what it used to. Well, it doesn't do what it used to because it's never really done it. In other words, when you were 30, 40, 50, whenever you would get home from work, you just sit down, plop down in front of the television, or grab a plate, plop down in front of the TV and eat. And as a result, your body's responding to years of you being sedentary. So I would say get out there and do something. Go to your doctor and find out where you can start and how you can get started on becoming healthier. You have to create the conditions for your best health. Ultimately, when smoke clears, your doctor's not responsible. Your parents or whatever they passed on to you, they're not responsible. Ultimately, you are responsible for being your best self. You're responsible for powering up and having that discipline to get to where it is you need to be. Now, if you say, I don't even know where to start, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, click on mentioned on the show, and we've kind of done some things to help you get started. There's two in that area. You can click on the new health website. Website that we have up there for you, and you can click on some of those packages and see what that's all about, those products, and see if they will work for you. Now, these products are great products because they don't have excess sugar. A lot of protein powders have way too much sugar in them, and they don't have a lot of man-made chemicals in them. As a matter of fact, these are healthy products, so they don't have any man-made chemicals that will hurt your body. So you want to check out these products that we have there for you or that we recommend. Now, these are products that I personally use, and I got so excited about using these products until I actually became a member of the company. And you can become a member too if you like, because I'm a fan of saving money. And if you become a member, you're going to save money on your products. And as a result of the money that I save, I use it towards something else, such as making Designing Your Life Today a better show and constantly taking things up a notch for you guys. But I am committed to having that best health and getting the energies that I need, or let's say generating the energy that I need so that I can just have a great day when it comes to my health and when it comes to the work that I put out daily and when it comes to just how I feel about my life on a daily basis. So the thing about eating the right foods and having the right supplements, it's going to make you feel better. But it's not going to make you feel better all by itself. You have to put your exercise in there, get some breathing going on, and there's a lot of things that you can do. As we continue to share information with you, we have already in the works some information that you will be able to use that will make it very simple, a routine that you can follow that we're going to be putting up over the next, I think it's going to be up by next week, and we're going to put it up, but we'll let you know when it's there. And you can go and you can download that, or you can read it. We'll put it right there for you, and all the tools will be right there. And all you have to do is click on those links, and it will take you to where you can get the information that you need. So we're constantly working to bring you more valuable content on our show. And that's our goal, is to bring you that valuable content, to bring you free content. But there are things that you're going to have to pay for when it comes to you. In other words, you don't have to pay for everything. But listen, I mean, you're not a bargain basement person, are you? Of course you're not. So when it comes to your best health, you don't want to play bargain basement with your health. And you want to, I notice that people will go into the stores and they'll buy things and they'll buy the most bargain basement thing because they're told that the generic brand is just as good as the name brand. Why don't you take it, instead of taking their word for it, why don't you read the ingredients on the can and see if the ingredients are the exact same? You're going to find that some of the generic brands have way too much sugar, have more carbs and more fat than the actual some of the name brands. And some of the name brands are not that great either, but you want to do your homework so you can pick the best brand. Start reading the labels on the back of cans, start reading the labels on the different packaged foods that you buy. And when I talk about packaged foods, I'm not talking about pre-processed foods, because here's the thing I've discovered, and we're going to talk about this in another show, I think, because I discovered this and I like this and I want to talk more about it. One of the things that I discovered is that the healthier the food is, the less ingredients that there are in the food, the less there's a big breakdown of all these different preservatives and chemicals that are in your food. For example, when you go and buy vegetables, if you look on the back, you'll probably see the word, if it's collard greens, you'll probably see collard greens on the back. And in some cases, you won't see anything where it says ingredients. Why? Because there's nothing else in it. Okay, so the thing is, you want to start reading labels, and you can purchase the right food, bring them home, put them in your refrigerator, freezer, or cabinet, and start setting the best conditions for your health. Listen, go to our website. It's livewithpowernow.com, and you can see some of the healthy supplements that I take, some of the healthy supplements that they don't have lots of sugar. They're not going to make you feel bad. And I love these products, and I certainly wouldn't recommend any of these products to you if I weren't using them, because I want to keep it real for you guys, but at the same time, I don't want to keep it a secret from you guys, because I can tell you, I've got a lot of energy, and I feel good on a daily basis, and I love doing life with power. That's why I talk about doing life with power. That's where that came from, and I'm a person who powers up. And one of the things that's going to help you power up and have the energy that you need and help you clear your thoughts so you can have more into your life and the best coming into your life is if you take care of your health. So take the time to create the conditions for your health. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. But you know what? Go to our website, click on mention on show. You can also look at the healthy and happy section of our website on designingyourlifetoday.com. You can also check out livewithpowernow.com, and you can get lots of good information for your health. And by the way, did you guys get some of those power foods yet? You feeling all powered up? And the superfoods, you can win a free superfood. That's still up there, so don't forget to register for that. I think that contest is still going on. And also, tomorrow we're going to bring you another contest that you can enter where you can win anywhere from, let's say, $15,000 to $25,000 or more. And you can also win some really nice gadgets. So we got more coming up for you on a wonderful Wednesday. You guys have an amazing day. And remember to do life with power.